proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible broadcast. We continue our examination of the book of Daniel, chapter 7, and Daniel's look back into the future. We turn our attention to the fourth beast seen in Daniel's initial vision. That beast possessed great iron teeth and 10 horns. Daniel described that beast as being, quote, dreadful and terrible, and strong exceedingly, unquote. Among the horns of the fourth beast, a smaller horn arose that had human eyes and a mouth speaking great things. Notice that this fourth beast, like the previous three, had a predatory nature. This fourth beast represented the Roman Empire, which flourished from the 2nd century BC through the 5th century AD. Daniel described the thoroughness and ferocity of that organization's victories. Quote, it devoured and brake in pieces and stamped the residue with the feet of it, unquote. Daniel also commented about another form of that regime that would arise in the latter days. The smaller horn in Daniel's vision will pluck up three of the original horns, possibly referring to nations that derived from the revised Roman Empire in Europe. That little horn, in turn, quote, shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, unquote. New Testament authors assigned a title to this figure. They referred to him as the Antichrist. This fourth beast will, quote, open his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwelt in heaven, unquote. Words recorded in the 13th chapter of the book of Revelation. In the third part of his first vision, Daniel, quote, beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, unquote. The prophet described this person as someone wearing a white garment with hair like pure wool, known as the Ancient of Days. This personage sat on a throne that Daniel compared to a fiery flame, with wheels as burning fire. The Ancient of Days had many thousands ministering to him, perhaps indicative of the angelic host. Multitudes of people stood before him. The Ancient of Days in Daniel's visions opened books of judgment. He killed the fourth beast, destroyed its bodies, and consigned it to the flames. A parallel passage describing this event can be found in the 19th chapter of Revelation. The Ancient of Days also cast down thrones and removed the dominions of the first three beasts. Little more than ruins remain of the former glories that characterized these Medo-Persian, Grecian, and Roman empires. Daniel had another vision as well. In the second vision, quote, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven, and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him, unquote. This figure received dominion, glory, and a kingdom, just as Jesus Christ would obtain, as described in Revelation chapter 11. Daniel used the term here, Son of Man, to denote deity. Many years later, Jesus Christ would stand before members of the Jewish Sanhedrin. In Mark chapter 14, that author recorded how, quote, the high priest asked him and said unto him, art thou the Christ, the Son of the Blessed? And Jesus said, I am. And ye shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven, unquote. This allusion to the vision in Daniel chapter 7 was understood by the members of the Jewish council, the Sanhedrin. The high priest tore his clothing, while the rest of the council declared the Savior guilty of blasphemy. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.